He's on the way. WJTL, Danny Gokey only for a moment. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning, everyone. This is intern Hannah with your weather forecast for today through this weekend. Today, it's sunny with a high of 89 degrees. Tonight, drop into a low of 63, and it will be cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm as well, possibly. And tomorrow for Independence Day, it will be sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Saturday, also sunny, high of 88. And Sunday, also sunny, high of 90 degrees. Currently in Harrisburg, it is 68. In Lancaster, 70. And in York, 69.
This morning, our very special guest from Esther's Heart Ministry, Beth Thompson, is here. She's the director. Terry Stern, our friend and volunteer here at WJTL for many years, is the U.S. advocate. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Terry, you're heading down later on this summer for your 15th visit to El Salvador.
Yes.
You've been a part of Esther's Heart Ministries. How many kids have you sponsored over the years?
6 so far.
That's amazing. Do you have any stories that stick out to you about how God has worked through Esther's Heart Ministries?
Yes. Last year when I was down there, we all get on a truck and we go and we buy all these Burger King meals and we just hand them out to the people on the street, you know. And we stopped at this one place, and this little boy looked to be about 4 years old, and he had a squeegee bottle in the one arm and a squeegee in the other, and he wanted to clean the windows. And he was there to earn money for his family. And I just, that little kid was so cute. I just wanted to bring him home with me. But he got a Burger King meal.
Nice.
He did.
That's pretty awesome. So as part of Esther's Heart Ministry, what you guys are doing are finding kids who need sponsored. Right. And then our listeners can sponsor some of those kids.
Yes.
You have about how many on your website right now that folks can view?
I believe there's about 20 on our website right now. We keep a smaller number because we don't want it to be overwhelming, and we want the kids who are waiting first to be sponsored first. And then as these children get sponsored, we'll add more. We have another waiting list offsite that we have about 200 at all times that are waiting to be added to our official sponsor me list. And
right.
Then we'll just
so
keep
that
going.
$40 a month that somebody, what does that impact a child for in El Salvador?
That $40 goes to each month they'll get a box of food, which is enough for them to have 3 meals a day. It's basic food like rice, beans, eggs, oil, cereal, milk, spaghetti sauce, pancake mix. It's just enough for them to have a good 3 meals a day for 30 days. And then every month you send your $40 in and we get them another box of food. We purchase the food, we box the food ourselves, so we're hands-on. We know exactly what's going into their homes.
Another thing you're doing for the kids is education. You're doing a scholarship program with a school. Tell us about that.
So what happened is a lot of our kids started working when they were very young, so they missed out on their early years of school, and a lot of our teenagers are now behind in school. So what we did was we partnered with a local Christian school, and we are helping them take their classes and take their placement tests to get back up to their grade level. And then once they pass those placement tests and are on grade level, then we put them into the Christian school where they get their extra support that they need. And for example, Carlos is 16 years old and was in the third grade on a third grade level, raised in a home where his father was put in jail for gang activity and his mother is working about 14 hours a day to try to support them. So last year he was told that just to give up, that he would never graduate, and they were actually looking for a job for him even though he's illiterate. And last week he took his placement test and he actually tested on the sixth grade level.
So he is
making progress, and now he has the hope and the knowledge that, yes, I can do it.
Yeah.
And so we're all about just giving hope for the future of these kids. So we're very proud of Carlos.
Yeah, very proud. And I love that story. How can our listeners get involved in helping with this scholarship program?
Yeah, again, if you go to our website, estersheartministry.com, and just click on general donation, just make a when you donate, it will give you a column where it says education, and just make any amount. It's $1,000 a year per student to go to this program, which is pricey for us, but we want to invest in their future. So any amount, you don't have to pay the whole $1,000, $10, $20, $30, whatever you can afford.
Right.
And then we just pray for us that God multiplies it, pray for our kids that they have the peace and the self-esteem they need to take these tests and just to know that they can have a better future and break that cycle of poverty and illiteracy that they're in.
Here's an opportunity for you to get involved in lives, not only to sponsor them, but you can get to know them.
Right.
You can encourage them. You can pray for them. You can write to them. You can even, like Beth's mom, you could FaceTime with them.
Yes.
Right?
And visit us.
And visit as well. Terry, when are you going down again?
January 10th to the 18th.
Amazing. And so are there opportunities for people to come and visit? Can they find that out?
Absolutely. Too? Just go to our website, estersheartministry.com. There's a contact us. Just send me an email. Hey, my church group or my family wants to do a vacation, or we want to do a go see. Some churches just come down with just two representatives just to see
what you're doing.
You know, are we, you know, exactly what's going on before they make a decision? And we're happy to host you. And
amazing.
Been doing it for years, so it'll be a great experience.
Check it out online, estersheartministry.com, an opportunity for you to impact lives for the gospel. Check it out, estersheartministry.com. Beth and Terry, thank you so much
for
being here
us.
Today. Thank you for the shirts, too. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
We loved having you here. Back to the music we go. This is Matt Carney, Air I Breathe, WJTL. Good morning.